This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coach Brady, Mookie Hawkins, Waffle Sports, and Andy. Great win yesterday.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Hey, just tell me, when did you get a good feel for what Kansas City was trying to do to you guys defensively?
I don't know if you ever really do when you play them. I don't mean that. It's a credit to, you know, they do a great job schematically. And, Spags is always, they do a great job with checks and alerts, you know, with basically everything that you do. But, it kind of gets to a point when you play them, you got to kind of really just focus on yourself and understand what your guys do well and try to not overcomplicate it for them. And, I was just saying, when you got a guy like 17, just make sure you got the ball in his hands and, obviously, as you saw at the end of the game, good things happen.
Absolutely, man. Seemed like they were a little bit confused and off the rocker with, those motions and those stack formations. You know, that proved to be some man beaters. But key moment of the game, man, 39, 4.5 to go. You needed to keep us ahead of the sticks. Just, run us through that play there. You could.
Yeah. Is this you're talking the Khalil catch?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You're thinking in that situation, right? They're probably going to heat you up, we happen to having the thought process of, hey, the ball doesn't have to go past the sticks, get the ball to your playmakers. And Josh was doing a great job in there all game of staying in the pocket. Ty doing a good job with the O-line and protecting it. And I know initially Josh was thinking to his left, potentially working out. Maybe if he gets on the Khalil, maybe a little faster, Khalil doesn't take the hit, but. Just speaks volumes to kind of who Khalil is that in those moments. But man, he finds a way to get it done. And it was a huge play in the game. We're up by 2 points right there, and we don't convert that. We have to punt the ball back to them. And so, once you get into that situation in those games, you're thinking players, not plays. And just a product of those two guys trusting them, and they find ways to get it done.
Speaking of players, how refreshing was it to see Curtis Samuel out there, making plays for his team and getting his first touchdown as a Bill?
Yeah, no, I loved it. I'm not too sure what the dance was. I got a lot to learn. It's obviously, up to this point, not exactly what Curtis was expecting, but, he's been battling a lot of injuries. And, it was nice to see him the last 2 weeks kind of healthy out there, kind of moving around and getting a taste of kind of who he is. And I feel like you can see the confidence, the speed of the rack ability with him, and made a lot of plays out there yesterday, and something to continue to build on, and gets our offense where we're going to want to eventually be. We're going to need him.
Absolutely, Coach. Great win yesterday. Enjoy your bye week.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Good. How you doing, bud?
Good. So you look at last year at this time going into the bye, you had kind of just taken over as the play caller. And now, more than a year into it here, what changes for you this during the bye week? I mean, I'm sure you might approach it the same way, but are you accomplishing anything different this year?
Yeah, no, I think one thing you guys will learn about me is I kind of try to be as consistent as possible. And, I've approached, or you're approaching the bye week the same way. And it's an opportunity to take a step back and kind of look back at, what you've done, things that, tendencies, things that you've, maybe you've gotten away from that, are good schemes or stuff that you got to get back to, or things that in your head you might think, you try to do a good job throughout the weeks of, you know, really kind of staying on top of that. And we got a great, you know, do a great job on staff doing that. But really, you have an opportunity during an open week to take a deep breath and really kind of look at it and kind of put together a plan of like, hey, where do we want to go from here? Regardless of the win yesterday or not, it was going to be the same approach this week. And we have to find ways to continue to get better. And, you know, I'm hoping we take advantage of that this week.
I'd imagine you're probably not doing a ton of installation at this point in the year, but with all the different injuries, what's been the biggest challenge of kind of mixing and matching what you've had to work with over the last few weeks or so?
Yeah, you know, it's part of it's part of what comes with coaching, you know, and it's exciting. You know, I speak all the time about the character in that room and just the guys that just continually like stand up and they're like, hey, it's my opportunity and I'm going to make the most of it. And I have full confidence that if guys are up, and our quarterback clearly does too, because you see him not shying away from not bypassing progressions, that if guys are up, they're rolling with it. And the reality of it in this profession, especially as the season goes, you know, you don't really know who's going to be up. And sometimes come Saturday, you're still trying to figure out who's going to be up on game day. And, you know, and guys just, you know, whether you're on a practice squad or you're inactive, just staying ready. And then when their opportunity comes, making the most of it. And so, you know, it'll be exciting. Hopefully we get some guys back, but, you know, to kind of have everybody to kind of work with. But I'm confident with whoever we have available is going to be able to get the job done. And they've shown to be able to step up.
For a guy like Amari, how beneficial do you think this bye week can be for him? Not just health-wise, but I'm sure it's kind of been a whirlwind for him the last few weeks. And maybe he gets a week to, you know, I know he's a football guy, but kind of focus on football after this week.
Yeah, no, well, I hope he gets away, to be honest with you. I mean, it's a lot, right? And, you know, this, the game of football, right? It's physically taxing, but it's also mentally and emotionally. And I think sometimes you need to unplug a little bit and they're still humans, right? And, you know, I think he's done an incredible job since he's been here, his work ethic, his approach, even when he was injured, man, preparing like he was going to be ready to go. And, you know, it was just fun to watch him make big plays yesterday. You know, that's why he's here. And he looks like he's having a lot of fun playing football here and doing a great job with the guys. And so I want him to get away and unplug a little bit this week. You know, naturally, he'll always stay locked in and making sure he's continuously kind of learning the system. But love where he's at and excited to continue to progress with him.
Is his snap count, is that a matter of maybe, you know, having 2 weeks off? Or maybe still learning the playbook a little bit?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of things. You know, when you're learning, there's only so much you want to put on a plate slash, coming off of a couple of weeks, you know, being injured and, you know, seeing how that was going to hold up and everything. And, you know, he didn't blink, you know, when you can one hand a ball with a cast on, kind of speaks to the kind of football player you are. And, excited for him to continue to just progress with it.
Thanks. Enjoy your week.
Thank you.
Yes. Good afternoon, Coach George Radney, Challenger Community News. How are you doing this afternoon?
How you doing, George?
Good, good. My first question for you is Zach Davidson. How is it that you're able to bring guys in that haven't played, that come up from the practice squad? The guy makes his first catch during the game. Are you able to see what they do in practice and say, hey, do you think these certain plays could work for that individual player per se?
Yeah, I think, look, these guys have been with us since OTAs and training camp, and they've earned the opportunities. You know, we're not playing guys just because we're down injuries and we have to. Like, you know, I have full confidence that whatever Zach Davidson was going to be able to do, he was going to go in there and he's going to know his job. And, you know, when the opportunity came to make a play, he made the play. And that's kind of what he's done. And he showed that even on the practice squad going against our defense every single day. And it's the type of person he is. And you can see that Josh has the trust in him that he didn't blink and progress through it and found him. And that's kind of the guys that we have. And, you know, I'm excited to see them. You know, it's tough when you don't make the team after, you know, when you're hoping to make a football team and you have to go on the practice squad. And you sit down with these guys on cut down day, but you let them know, like, hey, we're going to need you at some point this year, and you got to make sure you're ready when your time comes. And a guy like him and, you know, multiple guys on our football team that are just understanding that it's frustrating not playing, but I'm going to stay ready because when my time comes, I don't have to get ready. And he's a product of that.
And so that's more of a lot of mental thing where the guys have to mentally stay focused and say, hey, whenever that opportunity comes, they have to be ready, as you were just saying?
Yeah, I mean, there's we've had multiple instances this year where guys, you know, are having to prepare like they're playing the football game. They don't actually know if they're going to be up until the day of the game or the day before the game. But it's part of that what comes with this business. And there's a reason we have the type of players that we have, not necessarily from a physical attributes, but just how they kind of prepare and how they are, you know, being able to handle everything that comes with their roles. And I'm proud of the guys, their approach, and you know, and that guy like Zach and Richard Garage and Shage, you know, guys that have continuously stepped up when their opportunities kind of vast a bit. And there's a reason they're here.
Yeah, so Garage and Vandermark, how would you rate their play coming, especially Garrett's coming in the fourth quarter and having to play almost cold, almost, so to speak?
Yeah.
How would you, that's got to be tough.
Yeah, it's definitely not easy. Vandy, that's why I love Vandy. And unfortunately, obviously, what happened to Spencer, but just getting Vandy in there last week, you know, being backed up and, you know, him picking up the twist and then doing a great job on the screen and, you know, just it's, he's a confident football player, but it's one thing to be confident, but also to go in there and then feel like, you know, you're making good plays. And so I felt like that was something that was big for him last week, and he didn't blink. And I had full confidence in him, and he knew it. And I thought he played that way. And, you know, Coach Cromer, Coach Gunde doing an incredible job just getting him ready to go. And, you know, I thought he did a great job last night. And Garage, again, just like you're saying, you know, it's a guy that doesn't know if he's going to be up, but he's preparing and going against, you know, Greg and Vaughn and that every single day and getting better, and finds out that he's going to be up on game day. And who knows, he's one snap away, but he didn't sit there and just, hey, you know what, I'm not going to be up this week, I'm on the practice squad. He prepared and look what happened, you know, a critical element in the game, and he's having to play. And like I said, there's a reason he's here.
Absolutely. Especially after standing around for that long and then being able to go in. I was impressed with his play as well. Thank you, Coach, and have a great weekend. We'll talk with you next week.
I appreciate you, Kevin.
Hey, Coach, or hey, Joe, Ian Mills for Channel 10 in Rochester. What did you see on the fourth down play in the first half that led to the interception? Looked like, at least on our end, maybe a bit of miscommunication. What did you see on your end?
Yeah, I think a combination of things. You know, it's a play that, you know, if I can go back in the same situation, I'd call it again. So I'm not gonna just go off the quality of the decision based off the result. But you need love for, you know, just talking with Josh, the potential of maybe hanging in there a little bit and seeing maybe, you know, Curtis kind of popping on a cross or just cleaning up some of the things. So there's some of the details in the execution that we can do a better job of. I can call a better play in that situation, you know, as we kind of talk about it. But, you know, now knowing the result. But, you know, I think if we get back in that, it's a play that, you know, Josh has a lot of confidence in. And, you know, he'd like that one back for sure.
Obviously, Dawson Knox is been targeted a little bit more recently. Obviously, part of that's because of the Dalton Kincaid injury. But how satisfying has it been to get him back into the fold of things and have a couple of big games back to back here?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, Dawson Knox is a Pro Bowl player. And, you know, unfortunately, it's, you know, when you got a lot of people, it's hard to get the ball spread around to everybody. And, you know, he's the most unselfish player on our football team. And he's, you know, when his opportunities comes, he's making the most of it, and he's doing an incredible job in the run game. And, you know, he brings so much value to us. And unfortunate, obviously, what happened with Dalton, but just seeing him go in there and not blink and know that he's better than he was a few years ago when he was a Pro Bowl football player. And, you know, Josh has all the trust in the world in him, and it showed that last week in Indy. And, you know, the opportunities on third down and the just flood concept into the boundary and where he ran over three cameramen. Hope it wasn't your guys. But it's always good to see Dawson rolling.
Yeah. Lastly for me, you tweet 1-0 after every single win, presumably, right, treating each win the same. But is there any extra satisfaction, you know, beating a team that was previously undefeated and going into the bye week now?
No, I mean, I always love a win going into bye week, no matter what. That's always refreshing, no matter it's – yeah, you never enjoy losses. But sometimes when you lose, at least when you get to prepare for our next team, it's a little easier. But no, we try to preach the consistency and that they all count the same, and that's our focus, is trying to score one more point than the opposing team. And if we can go 1-0 each week, good things are gonna happen. And yeah, it was an incredible environment last night. Like, I enjoy, you know, I don't get to play football, but when you get to call games in those environments and see those things, man. It's a lot of fun. It gets you juiced up. Like, I'm human too. I have emotions, but at the end of the day, I mean, they all count the same. And all we're trying to do is just go 1-0.
All right. Thanks so much.
I appreciate you.
Hey, Joe. I know Josh was pretty casual after the game and that game-winning touchdown run, but his teammates were constantly in awe of that play in that moment. What was it like for you, from your vantage point, to see Josh do that?
Yeah, I mean, it's what's going on? He is, yeah, I mean, there's, it's one of those things when you, when you're a coach, sometimes you're not, you're so thinking about, hey, the potential of the next play and, you know, what can happen, and you don't fully take in, like, you know, greatness or like an elite play. And it's a tough thing, but, like, I mean, our box was going crazy. It was an incredible run, incredible play, you know, in the magnitude of the game. And just seeing a guy like him, Josh, you know, just kind of put the team on his back. And it's something that we all know he can do at any given moment. And to do it when he did, and just to be able to bounce off a linebacker and go with it, and just see, you can see the love that his teammates have for him, you know, and them all kind of jumping on him and celebrating with him. And, you know, the electricity in the stands, and it was a lot of fun. And it's a moment that I'll obviously remember, as much as I was naturally trying to think about, hey, you know, what can be the next call after this 4th-and-2. So, but he's a stud, ball in his hand, good things happen.
And going off that, Josh said it was a play that was called for man. And when the ball is snapped, are you sitting in the box going, oh no, it's not man, what's going to happen at that point? Obviously, I know the game's in your hands, but is there that moment of like, uh-oh?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we had a man alert to his own check on it. And, you know, similar to what we had against, you know, Arizona, similar thing. And, you know, they ended up going zone coverage, but, you know, depending on the type of zone that we kind of see, Josh sometimes feels that, hey, the crossing patterns and the rubs are naturally going to do exactly what they did and kind of get everybody's eyes going a different direction. And he'll feel a spot to kind of run a little different if it was like, hey, a 3rd-and-5 type of situation. And look, at the end of the day, I'm going to trust him all day, every day. And, you know, whether he got to the zone answer or boom, or, you know, ended up being zone and he sees it, you can see how fast he realized, okay, it's not zone, I'm going to roll. And you can obviously see good things happen.
I appreciate it. Enjoy the bye.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, Joe. Quickly, just one quick Josh question. You know, after that performance yesterday and seeing some of the reaction nationally, I know you guys don't pay attention to that stuff, but I remember a really animated Brandon Bean at training camp when he was asked about, you know, that player survey about, you know, the most overrated player, and I guess it was Josh Allen, and there was a visceral reaction there. To see how he's responded to that, not that he needed to respond to it, but what can you kind of characterize or talk a little bit about the season that he's had and the development that he's had?
Yeah, I mean, I think you see a guy that's having a lot of fun playing football with his brothers and, you know, playing within the system and not caring about statistics, not caring about anything besides finding ways to win football games. And, you know, you see the hit that he took, you know, throwing it up the coop on the double move. And you can just see a guy that everything is important to him and all he wants to do is win. And, you know, and his teammates absolutely love him. And so I think to me, that's what everything, he doesn't care about the accolades. He doesn't care about the hype. He just wants to win football games. And I believe our organization, our team, you know, feeds off of him. And when he's doing those type of things, you can see how much the guys love him. You see when he scores touchdowns, how they celebrate with him. You can see when he's on the ground, how fast everybody is to help him up. They're not just doing that because it's a quarterback. It doesn't happen all the way across the NFL, but it's the genuine love and the trust and the care they have for him. And it's a lot of fun to watch.
Hey, Dad.
Hey.
So?
Mazda?
Mazda.
Mazda.
The Mazda CX-30. It's made to move you.
Take advantage of this exceptional offer at your local Mazda dealer.